John, what about the people for these research tests on the paranormal? Where do they find them? How did they get them? And then what happened to them afterwards?
Many of them are students at universities where the studies are undertaken. I've got a great story about one guy that I found who grew up in a strange household where his father was a top flight executive in a major corporation that was a military contractor to the U.S. government. And this kid was obviously displaying paranormal abilities from the time he was very young. He was seeing into other rooms in the house when he wasn't there. He knew what was going on, if there were conversations. And he began to innocently report this to his father, who got extremely disturbed because sometimes secret little conversations were happening of a business, military, intelligence nature.
Mm-hmm.
And the kid was mistreated horrendously, was sent to a psychiatrist whose main job was to put him on brain-numbing drugs, at which point he lost his ability to do this kind of thing. And I've got an article on my site right now, not about this kid, but about somebody else who lost their ability when they started taking Valium. There's a tremendous pharmaceutical connection here that goes all the way back to IG Farben in Nazi Germany, and the idea that if you give people enough psychiatric drugs of different types and they have these paranormal abilities, it will tend to dampen them down considerably, or else throw those people completely out of control, where they are just
locked up, where they lock them up,
whacked out.
Yep.
Yeah. So this kid was under heavy treatment. Eventually, he found his way out of psychiatrist hands and enrolled in a university and became a volunteer in one of these studies. This was done with something called a Dalton's desk. It is a huge transparent case, and if you can imagine a funnel at the top, 9,000 small plastic balls come into the funnel and down into the case. There are all kinds of pegs there, about 350 pegs that form little compartments, and by the laws of chance, the balls should fall half on the left and half on the right of center. The idea in this kind of a study is that the volunteer sits about 8 feet away from this case and tries to influence the balls to move either to the right side or the left side beyond what chance could possibly dictate.
Okay.
Well, this kid was phenomenal. And he told me, he said, look, I do a very simple thing. I project into the case gold dust. I said, what? He said, yeah. He said, just gold dust. He said, I just put it there, and the balls will move to that side of the case. And they did for him, time after time after time after time, greater than any kind of chance would dictate. Well, eventually, his father found out about this, and the kid was yanked out of school. He was put back under the care of a psychiatrist. He was given some electroshock treatments.
Oh,
he was basically tortured. And then all of a sudden, some years later, his father approached him and said, the U.S. government is doing experiments with psychics, and I want you involved.
Oh, after they probably deadened his brain.
Yeah, they did. He was not very successful because by that time, you know, he had burned out a number of his brain connections on these antipsychotic drugs and electroshock treatments. But, that was his story. 99% more of the people who enroll in these studies, it's all just, you know, you go into the lab, you do the stuff, they thank you very much, you leave, and that's really the end of it. There is nothing in the way of any serious follow-up except that the CIA has been interested over the years in some of these university labs because they can draw people for their psychic remote viewing programs, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, you know, though the CIA's program officially died, I think it went deep underground. And I think they're still doing it now, John.
From people I have spoken to, I would say that is absolutely the case. Whereas, bureaucratically speaking, the CIA does all kinds of things on one level. On another level, there are inside groups that are doing something, you know, quite the opposite, and this is the case with remote viewing and psychics. In fact, I think that one of the things that's happened inside the CIA is that they have come to rely less on standard educational courses for teaching remote viewing, and they have become more interested in simply finding people who already have this ability and putting them to work, and obviously controlling them and giving them various targets to scope out and that sort of thing.
It wouldn't surprise me if they have, you know, tens and tens of people, if not hundreds, doing things right now. Because, I mean, if you just look at the intelligence follies that we've had over the last several years, they probably say we need a different way to find out what's going on. And I bet they're really utilizing people like this all the time.
Not only that, but I am also quite sure from interviews that I've done that they are interested in what you could call mind over matter or mind over biological structures. In other words, they also want to try to use these people to influence decision makers, to influence cultural trends, to tap into the society and not only read what's going on, but actually turn it in certain directions.
Uri Geller was telling me that he was invited during a treaty signing, a nuclear treaty signing, that his role from the American side was to concentrate on a Russian to get him to sign the treaty.
Mm-hmm.
And so he just, you know, there was Uri Geller with all these other people, and he's just staring at this guy thinking, sign it, work, you know. And he said the guy signed it. And that was his role, his whole mission. Now, for our government to do that, and I have no reason to doubt Uri Geller, for our government to do that tells you the means that they will go to get some of this done.
I also have talked to people who have told me about corporations who use this kind of technique. In other words, for them, what they want to do is sell more and more product,
mm-hmm.
and influence markets and get people to sign agreements for trade. And they also employ people like this in an attempt to change people's minds and to get certain things done. Not only that, but to read below the level of the conscious mind of the consumer or the citizen, if it's a political situation, and try to tap into, you know, what are the automatic processes and buttons that could possibly be influenced psychically.